Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg, Pep. Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman, on a hunch, rushes to the Metropolis riverbank in search of Jimmy Olsen and Mary Hennig, the cruel and ruthless villains issue their heartless ultimatum to the brave youngsters.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. You know, it's going to be a big moment the day you get your Superman Crusader ring. Why, you're going to take one look at that picture of Superman standing out big and powerful on the front and the shiny silver-looking finish, and you're going to feel like cheering. Yes, sir. You'll like the way this Superman Crusader ring is adjustable, too. Easy to fit right on your finger yourself. And you're going to be so proud to wear it. You see, it's a symbol of Superman's fight for tolerance and good sportsmanship. Identifies you as a Superman Crusader, same as Jimmy Olsen and Beanie. And this ring is so sturdy and durable, it'll wear and wear and keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Now, you don't want to be the only one of your gang without a Superman Crusader ring, so ask Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine Cereal Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Let me give you that again now. Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Send in today for your Superman Crusader ring from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Captured by the counterfeiting gang they had been trying to expose, Jimmy Olsen and young Mary Hennig, alias Chickie, were condemned to death. But Jimmy had managed to drop Mary's Superman Crusader ring from a window to a tugboat passing in the river below. Believing Superman had dropped the ring in flight, a crewman on the tug showed it to a Daily Planet reporter, who phoned the story to his paper. Hoping this might be a clue to the missing Jimmy and Mary, Clark Kent took to the air as Superman to search for them. As we continue now, the Man of Steel, hampered by a dense fog, moves slowly above the shore of the river. Listen.
No sign of Jim and Mary yet. I'm beginning to think this is a false alarm. Where did that Superman Crusader ring fall from? Oh, if only this fog would lift. So thick, even I can hardly see through it. Well, I've practically covered the whole shoreline. I better double back and go over it once more, just to make sure. Away!
Veering in midair, Superman gropes his way back through the shroud-like mist, hoping against hope that his search will not be in vain. Meanwhile, at the counterfeiter's hideout, a house on the river, Jimmy, Mary, and Biff Morgan, their hands tied, have been taken to the roof by Pearlie and his brutal henchman, Herman, and have been forced to the very edge of the roof, which overhangs the fog-wrapped river below. An evil smile on his face, Herman points a revolver at them as Pearlie looks on, obviously enjoying Jim's attempt to frighten him with brave talk.
I'm warning you for the last time to go through with this, Pearlie. Because Inspector Henderson knows Mary and I went to work for you, and so does Mr. Kent.
Is that so?
Yes, and if anything happens to us, they'll know who did it.
They won't be able to prove a thing. Go ahead, Herman. Get it over with.
Now, wait, Herman. Look, Mr. Pearlie, let me go. I didn't do nothing honest.
You know too much, Biff.
Oh, but I won't talk honest, I won't. I don't care what the cops do to me. I won't say a word honest.
We intend to make sure you don't.
No, no, please.
Shut up, punk. Go ahead, Herman. Mr. Paradise is waiting for us downstairs. We have lots of work to do. So get this over with. Go on.
Okay.
Not down.
Jim, are you all right?
I'm okay, Mary. Look, so is Biff. He missed us on purpose. He's scared.
What's the matter with you, Herman? Cut out the monkey shine. And don't miss this time.
As Herman raises his pistol again, Superman, though still a mile away in the foggy sky, has heard the first shot. And pivoting, streaks toward the sound like a great arrow flung from a giant's bow. Now, as Herman's finger tightens again on the trigger of his gun, a man of steel looms through the fog above the house, sees the grim picture below him, and...
Great Scott! Down to that roof! Down! One bullet in my right hand, one in my left.
Hey, what the...
Thanks for the souvenirs. Now I'll take that gun.
Who's that?
Mary, look.
Hey, Mr. Pointy! Mr. Pointy! Holy smokes!
All right, Jimmy.
Mary, it's Superman. Sorry, please.
Superman.
Superman.
Won't give up, eh? Well, this'll fix you. Okay.
Don't touch me.
I hate to soil my hands on you, Pearly, but... Well, so you've got a gun, too, have you? In that case, I won't apologize for slipping you this sleeping pill.
Boy, what a sweet haymaker.
Thanks, Jim.
Oh, saved our lives, Superman.
Yeah, you sure did.
It was a pleasure. Now, get these ropes off you youngsters and tie up our two friends here for Inspector Henderson. Then I've got to get down to the basement to get Mr. Paradise and do a little house cleaning there. Well, this seems to be my busy day.
Superman rounds up huge counterfeiting gang. Read all about it.
I have a favor to ask you, Inspector Henderson.
Anything, Cat, anything.
Huh?
You save the lives of those three youngsters and help us break up the biggest and cleverest counterfeiting gang in the history of Metropolis.
I?
Which, incidentally, saved my job. So just
I did all that?
Of course you did.
Well, now, look,
You figured out that Jim or Mary must have dropped the Superman Crusader ring to the tugboat,
yeah,
and you contacted Superman.
I thought you knew. I thought you'd found out.
I'd found out what?
Nothing, Inspector, nothing.
Well, as I started to say, Kent, if not for you, Jim and Mary would be in the river now, and I'd probably be back pounding a beat. Because, as you remember, the mayor gave me just 48 hours to get those counterfeiters behind bars or else.
Well, yes, I know,
so
but...
if there's anything I can do for you, Kent, just speak up. Now, what's this favor you wanted?
Well, it's about Biff Morgan.
Oh, that little hoodlum?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to worry about him.
Why?
He'll be in the circulation for a long time. In the state reformatory.
Well, that's just it, Inspector. I think Biff has learned a lesson he'll never forget. He had no idea when he first tied up with Pearly that he'd be involved in an attempted murder.
None of these delinquent kids do when they decide to go after easy money, Kent. Yeah, they think they're smart, but their parents and the police are dumb.
Sure, but...
But when they're caught, as they are in 99 cases out of 100, they start whining and alibi that they didn't know what they were doing.
Yes, I know that, Inspector,
but... It's like saying you didn't know the gun was loaded after killing somebody.
But you see, Biff comes from an unfortunate home, Inspector. His father's dead and his mother works. Makes it nearly impossible for her to pay much attention to him.
Well, I'm sorry, Ken, but I can't ask the court to go easy on Biff.
Why?
He deliberately went bad. And he's got to learn that it doesn't pay off.
But he did learn it.
Well, a term at a house of correction will drive the lesson home.
I don't know.
What's more, he's got to pay for what he did. Why, it's only a miracle that Jim and Mary weren't killed. And if they had been, Biff would have been tried as an accessory to their murder.
Yeah.
Can't you see that?
Yeah, I guess you're right, Inspector.
Sure.
I'll try to see that Biff gets a chance to start fresh after he serves his time, though.
Fine, and I'll be glad to...
Okay, thanks. Well, Jim and Mary are waiting outside to hear the news, so I'll pick them up and get back to the Daily Planet. Thanks for everything, Inspector.
Thank you, King. And incidentally, here's a bit of good news you can pass on to Mary.
Oh, what's that?
The department appreciates what she did in this case, and I think, I think we can arrange to have her probation lifted.
Hey, that's wonderful, Inspector. I'll tell Mary right away. So long.
So long, Kent.
And Inspector Henderson says he's quite sure he can have your probation suspended, Mary.
Oh, gee whiz. Do you think he can, Mr. Kent?
Yes, I do.
Oh, boy, that's wonderful, Mary.
Oh, it sure is. Now, if only...
If only what?
Well, I ought to be thankful for all the good luck I've had today, and I am, really, but... Well, I just wish I had my Superman Crusader ring back, too.
Gosh, I've forgotten my ring is gone, too.
Well, don't you worry about it, Jim. Well, you either, Mary. I'll see that you get new rings. Now, come on, we've got to get back to the office.
Happily, convinced that all their troubles are over, Clark Kent, Jimmy Olsen, and young Mary Hennig leave police headquarters to return to the Daily Planet, unaware that their happiness will be short-lived, and that very soon, two of them, at least, will be on the receiving end of a terrific shock. We'll know more about that when we return in a moment with the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, gang, can't you imagine how thrilled you'll be and how excited to have a Superman Crusader ring like the one Jimmy Olsen dropped on the deck of that tugboat? Yes, sir, you'll be mighty proud.
because this Superman Crusader ring is a symbol of Superman's crusade for good Americans. Shows that you're a Superman Crusader, too, along with all the thousands of fellows and girls who've already written in. And is Pep's Superman Crusader ring terrific? Why, it's shiny and silver-looking, with Superman's picture standing out big and smiling on the front and the word Superman Crusader right on the side. It's adjustable, too, so you can fit it right on your finger yourself. And it's made of such sturdy metal with such a durable silver-like finish that it'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. So don't miss out, gang. Ask Mom to get you a package of that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? Send one Kellogg's box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, that's 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Send in today for your Superman Crusader ring from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
It is several days later when Jim Olsen, returning to his desk in the Daily Planet City room, finds Beanie Martin, head copy boy, standing with his eyes on his wristwatch, a sealed envelope in his hand. Watching him for a moment, Jim notices that Beanie's lips are moving.
Hey, what are you doing, Beanie? Taking your pulse?
20 seconds. 19, 18, 17, 16.
Beanie, what in the world
15,
are you doing?
14, just a minute, Jim. 13, 12, 11.
Sounds like you're
10,
practicing counting backwards.
9, 8, 7, please, Jim.
Look, Dopey, will 6, you please go talk to 5, yourself some other place?
4,
I've got work to do.
3, 2, 1, time. Here you are, Jim.
Here I am what?
Take this letter. It's time.
Thanks. Now, what do you mean it's time?
Well, Mr. Kent said I should give this letter to either you or Mr. White or Miss Lane at 1 o'clock. They didn't come back from lunch yet, but it's exactly 1 o'clock, so you get it.
Hey, what is this, a gag?
Gee, I don't know, Jim. I'm just telling you what Mr. Kent said. I don't think it was a gag, though. He looked awful serious.
He did?
Uh-huh. Why don't you open the letter? Maybe it'll tell you.
That's what I am doing. I can't see why Mr. Kent would leave us a sealed letter when he could just tell us whatever. It's a lizard.
What is it, Jim?
No. This can't be. I don't believe it.
What? What don't you believe?
Mr. Kent says he's going away and get this. He says we'll probably never see him again.
What?
Yeah, here, read it for yourself. No, wait. Here comes Mr. White and Miss Lane. Hey, Mr. White! Miss Lane, listen to this!
His face white as chalk. Jim Olsen rushes toward it. Perry White and Lois Lane were just entering the city room. With the startling letter from Clark Kent held in his shaking hand, Jim gasped.
Jeepers, look at this. Mr. Kent says we'll never see him again.
What does this mean? What has happened that caused Clark Kent, who as we know is Superman, to write his friend such startling information? We'll know more tomorrow, gang, when we begin a brand new Superman story. The most amazing and exciting story you've ever heard. So don't fail to be with us when we read Clark Kent's startling letter and this new adventure gets underway. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comic Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, what goes with the kids in other countries? What do they look like and how do they dress? Well, Kellogg has the answer with the cutouts on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. And the kids in your family will have a swell time with these dolls of all nations, cutting them out and changing their costumes and collecting all six countries in the series, like Norway and Holland and China. Two cutout dolls to every package, you know, and they're dressed like the real thing. That's dolls of all nations on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.